As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, it's Cassie, and have y'all seen those cute pins floating around the internet that look like a charging status so you can tell people where you're at with your social battery and whether or not you need to be left alone? Right now, mine would be hovering just above red. I've been so busy that I'm just drained and I need to recharge, which means hibernating without seeing anybody. And you know what made me realize that was okay to do? Therapy. I thought I was being lazy, but in reality, I was giving my body and mind some much-needed R&R, and that wasn't a bad thing. In fact, it was a good thing. Therapy changed my perspective, and that's why I'm a big advocate for therapy, like the kind you can get with BetterHelp. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced severe trauma. It's to give you the tools to deal with everyday issues that are bugging you, big or small. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
The Burt Show.
We are down to the Fugly Four in the Burt Show's Busted Baby Bracket.
Battle of the Coneheads!
Yeah, they're in different brackets, though, aren't they?
They
could meet each other in the championship. Look, we've been doing this for years, but we've been doing it with aesthetically pleasing babies, okay? Mm-hmm. These babies, it just was a rough start.
Yeah.
I mean, baby number one, Conehead number one. It's got a little indentation going on. It almost looks like in his forehead is a profile of the rest of his face. You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah. But also, didn't baby number six's mom send you an updated picture? Because he's a toddler now, and he is adorable.
Here is my wish, at least with these final four, is that the parents will take a look at that their kids are in the final four, and then they will send us pictures of what they look like now, so we can at least honor these four. I don't know that we could do it with the 32 that we started off with.
Yeah.
So you got baby six, who was taking on baby 13. I think it was a couple of days ago. I said, this is a newborn that looks like a shop teacher. he's got the receding hairline. You know how, like, older dudes, like, they're not really sure if it's time to go completely bald or not?
And you time. They just don't want him to accept it.
Yeah, he was born looking like his name is Craig, and he's 42.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that's a girl.
Okay, or a girl. Okay. Either way.
My point has been made. That's an old school picture, too. So I think
definitely.
That I believe that baby is now a full-blown adult.
I'm guessing with the ears on that baby also, it was a tough push. also now in the second matchup is another Conehead.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, that one is, you can tell the nurse is holding the baby up. So that is a fresh out of the hoo-ha baby. As is baby number 29.
Yeah, they both fresh.
Which is my baby.
Okay.
And that's my sweet little melted gummy bear.
Baby six was my baby, so I'm still in this thing, too.
All right, so there are only four babies left, and there's $1,000 on the line for the most aesthetically challenged baby. So if you can go online today and vote, it is down to the Fugly Four at theburtshow.com. All right, I've got a question for you guys that have lost a lot of weight. What advice would you give to somebody that's just about to take that journey? So I'm literally walking down the hall to get a cup of coffee, and one of the dudes in the office comes up to me, and I think because most people in the office know that I work out a lot and fitness is part of who I am, he came up to me, and as we were walking past each other, he said, hey, I just want to let you know, I thought you'd be into this. I just hired a trainer. And I'm working out three times a week. And I said, congratulations, man, baby steps, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, so this is the one thing that most people don't ask, I think, or trainers don't ask immediately is like, what is your goal of going to the gym? His goal is to lose 100 pounds.
Wow.
That's a lot of weight.
That's a person.
That's a lot of weight, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm really curious for you guys that have lost a lot of weight, over 60 pounds, over 70 pounds, over 100 pounds. If you were giving advice to somebody that is looking to look to lose 100 pounds, what would you say initially? 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. Because I think when you look at that number, it can get so intimidating if you're the person that's trying to lose that weight that you don't look at it as 1 pound at a time. You're looking at it as 100 pounds, and that could be really intimidating right off the bat.
Going ahead and jumping to the very end of 100-pound weight loss, if I remember correctly, we had a BIRD Show listener call up that had a significant weight loss, and it took a while for her brain to catch up with her body because there was still like some, I wouldn't call it body dysmorphia, but when she looked in the mirror, it was almost like she had a hard time accepting mm-hmm. her new body because right. it was such a drastic change because you're so used to seeing yourself in a certain light.
I also think that, and some calls are starting to come in now, 1-855-BIRD-SHOW, if you've been through this process, that, you know, we live in this world where you want everything so fast, right? You could take drugs if you want, or you see celebrities that have a baby and the next day they're back down to their pre-baby weight.
It's why I go to a Mexican restaurant, because I want food fast and you get chips and salsa.
Is that it?
Okay. Yes.
And I think that if you're starting a journey like that, you just have to remember how long a process that should take if you're doing it in a healthy way. They say that 0.5 pound to 1 pound a week is mm-hmm. a lot. So if you're busting your ass in the gym and you lose 4 pounds at the end of the month, give yourself credit. Like, don't look at it like, oh, I only lost 4 pounds. That's a lot.
So it should take you approximately 2 years to lose 100 pounds.
That's a lot.
I have a friend who lost, I think she lost 70 pounds when it was all said and done. And I remember her saying that that was the hardest part, was constantly looking at trying to lose the 70. Because she always felt like she wasn't doing anything when she would lose 2 pounds, when she would lose 1 pound. But when she started looking at it like, the time is going to pass anyway. So if you lose even a pound a week or a pound every 2 weeks or whatever the case, and you keep looking at it like that, eventually you'll get to your goal before you even know it.
Fernando, good morning. You are on the BIRD Show. Hi.
Hello, man. I just got done leaving the gym this morning before I head off for work, and I was pushing 300 pounds last year, and I'm 217 now. And it's all about consistency, finding a schedule. And I got into fasting 72 hours every 30 days for the health reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And I also got into running a lot. So I just completed my first marathon last Sunday.
Congrats. Wow.
That was awesome.
And the one thing people don't understand is that when you put a big number like that in front of you, it's very discouraging.
Right.
It really is. So what I did is I just set small goals. I really did. And after a year of working out, running, I'm now 217. I feel more fit and it's healthier. And, you know, with consistency, anyone can do it.
Congratulations, man. That takes a lot of discipline. And that must have been on your mind all the time. That's fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. How about losing 150 pounds, man?
Wow.
Ooh. Hey, Cassie. Good morning.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am feeling great.
So how much weight have you lost? And I'm guessing your name is Case.
It's Casey.
How much weight did you lose?
150 pounds.
150 wow. pounds. All
I'm
right.
curious, how did you do it and how long did it take you?
Well, my wife and I started last February 20th. At that time, I weighed in at 326 pounds and this past February 20th, I weigh in at 176.
Wow.
Good for you. Yeah. Was there one, like, breaking point moment for you? Like, okay, today is the day. That can't happen again.
Yes, actually. I saw a picture of myself on Facebook.
The picture. The pictures, yeah.
And I was like, oh, my gosh, what have I done to myself?
Yeah.
So,
that'll do it.
Started going to the gym. I started out cardio. Then I moved to transition to weights and worked with a trainer. And it's part of my life. If I don't go to the gym every day now, I don't feel right.
So what's the one piece of advice you would give this dude that is now looking at 100 pounds?
Absolutely. Just take one day at a time. Eat healthy. It's okay to have cheat day once a week. Watch your sodium intake and drink lots of water.
Would you say that the scale is your best or worst friend when you're trying to lose that kind of weight?
Actually, to me, it's my best friend because I can see my progress like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I've heard a lot of people say throw the scale out the window because if you're starting to feel good and like your clothes aren't fitting the way they used to, that's all you need to know. Because if you go and you're busting your ass in the gym and then you jump on the scale and maybe because you've been working out, you put on more some muscle, that the scale is lying to you. So some people say, don't look at it at all. If you feel good and you're starting to see that your clothes don't fit the same, then that's good enough.
It's probably discouraging to look down there and not see as much as you thought you would see.
Yeah.
When you do the math on it, man, have you ever been on a treadmill and you're busting your ass and you realize, like, you've only burned 170 yes. calories and you're like, that's half a burger. That's it.
Deflating.
It's a quarter of a burger.
No, those are the two Girl Scout cookies I ate. What are you
yes.
talking about?
Melissa, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi. How are y'all?
Good. Thank you. All right. So our friend down the hall here is losing 100 pounds. It is a long journey. What advice can you give to him? Because you lost how much weight?
I've lost about 170
wow.
a pound.
Good for you. Wow.
Yeah. So I've lost like an entire person. So I'm, my biggest advice would be a lot, kind of the same thing the other guy said. It's just, take it one day at a time. I had to do it for health reasons, or I wanted to do it for health reasons. And, that just take it the one day at a time. And I think Kristen was saying something about body dysmorphia. That is that's a very real thing that I deal with because every time I look in the mirror, I have to be like, oh, I'll walk by the mirror sometimes and do like a second look because I'm like, whoa, is that me now?
Right. Wow, that's good advice. Just take
Thank
it
you.
One step at a time here because it's a long, long process.
The Burt Show.